So aware of sounds, sounds far off in the distance, sounds closest to you. And really see if you can drop your awareness down into hearing all the different layers of sound. And feel the ground beneath you and really feel into the surface of the skin and see if you can invite the surface of the skin to open up into the space around you. So that perhaps as the skin opens up into the space around you, there's more space on the inside of the body. Become aware as well of any odours and aromas, maybe some nice summer evening smells that you can observe on the breath. Inviting you deeper into the earth, feeling qualities of earth in the body and odours and aromas. And then dropping your attention up the back of the nostrils to rest inside the mouth and just feel into those qualities of water in the mouth, liquid, fluid, maybe sensations on the tongue, tastes on the tongue. Tuning into that element of water in the body, in the mouth, fluidity, creativity. And then shift your awareness from the mouth and the gently parted lips to feel in the two eyelids touching and the space behind the eyes, and really invite for the eyes to settle and drop back. Maybe eyes feeling heavy, a little bit sticky. As you rest your attention behind the closed eyelids, to tune into the inner sense of sight and that inner fire quality. The light by which we see. And start to just feel into the shape of the eyelids and the whole of your face with your attention, as if you were kind of exploring the shape of the face and down through the jaw and around the ears and down the neck and the shape of the shoulders and the arms on the ground. So really bringing an awareness to the outer skin of the body, tuning into the air on the skin, areas that are covered and uncovered, sensation, quality of air and space around you. And then dropping the awareness inside to feel into the quality of sensation and space inside the body. And let your attention drop into the heart space. Really feel into the heart space. Feel the heart space vast and open, and know that this heart space is held in place by this mediastinum connective tissue that runs from the sternum, it wraps around the back of the heart and holds the heart in place. So just as you're being held by the ground and the earth now, and can settle and melt back into that, the heart space is being held in place by this mediastinum tissue, so it can expand and open. And see if you can allow for your attention to drop right inside that heart space, that vastness of the heart. And imagine in your heart space this chalice, a beautiful chalice. You could imagine it in any kind of way, any shape you like, perhaps it's decorative. This big chalice in your heart. And in that chalice, I want you to think about people in your life or situations in your life that have made you really, really happy and joyful.
Perhaps there's some memories that spring to mind. Perhaps there's just people or places. And see if you can start to fill that chalice of the heart up. Fill it up to overflowing. Overflowing with love and joy and happiness. So as that chalice overflows with love and joy and happiness, we can send that overflowing abundance of love and joy and happiness to all the different parts of the body, starting at the base of the body, the Muladhara root chakra, down at the base of the spine, touching with our awareness there with this overflowing chalice of love, joy and happiness, moving up to the Svadhisthana chakra, the sacral chakra, around the womb space, reproductive organs. Then travelling up to the solar plexus chakra, Manipura, just above navel. Sending that love, joy, happiness there. Letting it touch into the throat. Love, joy and happiness spill up into the crown chakra, third eye space. Love, joy and happiness. This overflowing chalice then all the way up to the crown chakra, and maybe that even spills out through the top of the head and down the whole sides of the body, this overflowing chalice, like a fluid energy of love, joy, happiness, filling the body inside and out. Filling yourself with love, joy and happiness from those memories. And when that starts to dissipate, I want you to bring your attention again back to rest in the heart, back to this chalice, where again you can come back to thoughts, feelings, memories of happiness and love and joy. Perhaps there's people, places, things. Feel that expanding in the heart, fit to bursting, overflowing, the cup runneth over. And then send that, those feelings of love, joy and happiness out to your own friends, your own family, maybe somebody that you know that needs some love, some happiness, some support right now. And perhaps going out in your mind's eye, wider, out into wider communities or out into the world, but notice what's happening inside your body as you move further and further out. And if there's a point of resistance, then don't go any further. Come back. Come back in a little bit, back to you. So go out as far with your awareness as feels good for you today. Sending that love, joy and happiness from that chalice out to friends, family, maybe people you know, people in the wider community, people who have to deal with Donald Trump. And then when it feels like that's enough of being out there, just gently dropping back to in here, back to you, and drop into where you might call your center. So not coming back to the heart, but kind of the center of your being. Maybe it's along the midline of the body, around the navel, or above or below that. Just somewhere that you call your center, and center yourself there. Letting yourself rest in that place. Coming back home. Back now into the present moment, and feeling what's going on in the body now, coming back to the ground and the sounds that are around you and the smells that are around you. And the space that you're in. Slowly, slowly back into the skin that you're in. And bringing awareness to the hands and to the feet. In the face. And as you're ready, you might want to bring the hands just into the body gently. Just to bring some touch onto the body, wherever feels good for you.